values, and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. All eyes are on this new bill that's in Congress, this Inflation Reduction Act. Is it actually going to reduce inflation? Most people say it isn't. There's a lot of elements and a lot of pieces to this. So to bring someone in that knows a lot more about this than any of us do, he is former director of the Congressional Budget Office. Douglas Holtz Eakin joins us. Let's start with prescription drugs. There's been a lot made by the White House on this and how it's going to drive down drug costs. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
It will drive down Medicare drug spending, but I'm not sure I like the way they're doing it. So if you step back a bit, there are three important things on drugs in the bill. One, it caps seniors' out-of-pocket costs at $2,000. That's a good idea and long overdue. Should have been that way from the beginning. Second is there's a 100% tax on any revenue a drug company gets from raising prices faster than inflation. That used to be fairly contentious, but given what inflation is these days, drug prices are going up much more slowly than general inflation. That's not really a big deal. And then the third one, the one that you mentioned, this so-called negotiation for Medicare prescription drugs. This would, according to the Congressional Budget Office, cut $100 billion out of Medicare spending. It would, however, also take $100 billion away from the return to investments in pharmaceuticals, and that's the concern. We benefit from having the finest biopharma sector on the planet, and that money goes from venture capitalists into startups that are making new therapies and new drugs only because of the prospect of getting a return on that investment. And if these policies are continued, that return is threatened, and we won't get the innovations and we won't get the drugs.
And if they're capping this, if it becomes more expensive and more expensive proposition to create or produce a drug for a pharmaceutical company, will it not limit what some of the drugs will be on the market? Wouldn't it effectively take some of these drugs off the market?
No question about it. It'll do it in a number of ways. Number one, if the Secretary of HHS, under this bill, decides that a manufacturer is not negotiating, quote, in good faith, and the Secretary is judge and jury for this purpose, they can impose a 95% tax on the domestic sales of the drug. That's a death sentence for the drug. It'll disappear from the market. The second thing it will do is it'll make it much more problematic for a generic entrant to go up against an expensive on-patent drug, because you could do all the work to produce the generic, and then suddenly the Secretary negotiates a price on the on-patent drug that's below your price. And so we want the generics in. We want the competition. That's how you genuinely get low prices. This actually threatens that. And then, of course, there's just the drug development problem. It costs about $3 billion to develop a drug in the United States. Only 1 in 100 that go to clinical trials ever get it to market. It's one of the most risky propositions an investor can get into. And if you take the money out of the successful ones, the money simply won't go into the development. And we won't get, you know, things like Humira, which has 13 different uses and has patient populations numbering in the millions. And if you lose even one drug like that, you give up a lot in terms of healthcare.
So what would have been a better compromise in this? What would have been a better way to structure this?
They have inside the bill the pieces that they need. They have a so-called redesign of the Medicare Part D benefit, the outpatient prescription drugs. That was in the every Democrat bill in the past couple years. It was in the Republicans' bills. It was in the Trump budget. And everyone agrees this is a good idea. They should start with that, protect the seniors, put the insurance companies and the manufacturers on the hook for the cost of drugs when you get into the so-called catastrophic region. When you're a really high-cost person, have them pay that cost under Medicare. That gives the insurance company incentive to monitor people to make sure they don't get into that region, so the better utilization of drugs. And it gives the manufacturers incentives to price lower so that they don't immediately hop up into a place where they have to pay the bill. So it could be done.
All right, so a more generic question or a bigger, wider look at this. In the overall package, the argument has been it's been called the Inflation Reduction Act, and there's arguments of whether or not that's going to happen, and if it does, when it's going to happen. What do you see when you look at this as far as inflation goes and the cost to the American people overall?
This Inflation Reduction Act won't reduce inflation. It won't do much. It's pretty inconsequential, to be honest. The greater irony is that while everyone's been focused on it, Congress has passed a veteran spending bill that could cost up to $600 billion, and it's about to pass a CHIPS plus science bill that will cost about $300 billion, all deficit financed. So there's $1 trillion in new spending outside of this that's going to generate a lot of inflation pressure. So if you want to see the inflation impacts of Congress, watch everything it does. And what it does is spend now, promise to pay later, and cause inflation.
Well, Douglas, I appreciate the time on the air. The expertise is always valued. And I hope as we move forward, we can talk with you more often, because I'd love to get your expert opinion on these.
I'm happy to do it anytime.
All right.
I'm quite fond of the state of Arizona and Scottsdale in particular, so look forward to it.
All right, I appreciate that. That is Douglas Holtz-Eakin. He was the former CBO. It's a nonpartisan organization, the Congressional Budget Office, and just a little bit more of what looks good and how people sell it. But when you have somebody that's nonpartisan looking at it, what did they see? So take it, great information from someone who probably knows this much better than any of us ever will.